Israel has spent massively from its account of political capital in the world. Don't believe their bluster. The more they bluster, the more they're seeking to disguise their steadily weakening military and political strength. Just since 2006, in the attack on Lebanon, the massacre in Gaza, the murder in Dubai, the humiliation of Vice President Biden, the insult to the United States, as Secretary Clinton put it, that was delivered to the Vice President of your country, the farce of Netanyahu being left in the White House all alone with President Obama walking out of his own office and telling Netanyahu, call me when you have something to say. The humiliation by Netanyahu of Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, leaving him standing at the airport with nobody to receive him. The Secretary of the United Nations, which brought this so-called Israel into being in the first place. The banning of Richard Goldstone from attending the bar mitzvah of his own grandchild, a citizen of Israel, because Goldstone had the temerity to tell the truth in the Goldstone report about the attack on Gaza. The banning of 82-year-old old-age pensioner Professor Noam Chomsky, an intellectual of world rank, the forbidding of Chomsky to enter the occupied territory. Incident after incident demonstrating not Israel's strength but its weakness. And don't forget, as if you ever could, when you hear talk of Israel going to attack this one or that one, Israel going to bomb this country or that country, the last time they bombed a country, Lebanon, the Lebanese people gave them a good hiding and sent them back where they came from. And demonstrated once and for all that the days of military superiority for the state of Israel in the Middle East are gone for good. The natives are restless. The empire is striking back and capable of striking back. So, Israel is weaker. We are stronger. Our arguments are now carrying. Despite the efforts of all these dogs barking, I was given a proper welcome at JFK Airport this afternoon. The US government does not want to stop me speaking here in the way the Israeli government wanted to stop Chomsky speaking there. And that's a sign also that we are beginning to make progress here. Finally, I say this, as I've said now twice already this evening, there is no more important battleground than here. And you are the people in that intellectual battle. There's no point in saying, Obama hasn't done this, Obama hasn't said that. We have to change the political conditions here in the country so that Obama can say and do things that he needs to say and do. President Obama knows the truth. As I always say, he doesn't have the alibi the last fellow had of being an imbecile. This president is a professor. He's the smartest president you ever had. And he knows the truth. I know because I've spoken to him. There's nothing he doesn't know about the truth in Palestine. But we have to create the political conditions in the United States that it is not electoral suicide for him to tell the truth. AMP is a small acorn. It's just founded here in Brooklyn. It's only been going a few years. But look at the distance that we have to travel. The Israel lobby in the United States alone, let alone what they're sending to Israel, is spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year on propaganda in this country. They're spending millions of dollars just sending people to Israel to persuade them that that's what it's called. They're taking full page ads in the New York Times, costing hundreds of thousands of dollars to tell people that Jerusalem means nothing to Muslims. It's not even mentioned in the Quran. Palestine is of no religious significance to Muslims. Well, there are just as many Muslims in America as there are Jews. The Muslims in America are just as wealthy and just as talented as the Jews in America. And many of the Jews in America are on our side, whilst all of the Muslims in America ought to be on our side. There's no reason